It's Friday, September 13th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, the Myanmar military dropped a defamation lawsuit against Pastor Callum Manson of the Kachin Baptist Convention. The prosecution began after Pastor Sampson attended the U.S. State Department's second ministerial to advance religious freedom in July, detailing in a broadcast meeting with President Donald Trump the sufferings of Christians at the hands of the government in Myanmar. Pastor Sampson is thankful for the recent decision, crediting international pressure. The withdrawal of the criminal complaint comes just days after the U.S. State Department issued a statement of deep concern over the treatment of the pastor. The European Court of Human Rights in France ruled 13-4 on Tuesday that Norway's notorious child services agency, Barnevernet, violated the rights of the mother by forcing her son to be adopted after he was taken from her. The court found Barnevernet's claim that the child was vulnerable to be unfounded. Trude Laubin's son is now 11, but was taken from his mother back in 2008 and adopted to a foster family in 2011. Laubin's lawyer, Gregory Doudon, said, quote, "Human rights advocates have been highlighting the destructive practices of the Barnevernet for years. This ruling is a step in the right direction for parental rights in Norway and beyond," end quote. On Monday, the eve of the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, a delegation of U.S. evangelical leaders met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for a second time to discuss the state of religious freedom in the country. The delegation also met with senior government and military officials about the country's planned reforms and 2030 vision. The Islamic country is ranked 15th on the Open Doors watch list for worst Christian persecution. The Society for the Protection of Unborn Children led a multi-party delegation of British members of Parliament to deliver thousands of postcards to Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The campaign comes in response to new laws about to be implemented in October that would decriminalize the murder of unborn babies in Northern Ireland. But Proverbs 24:11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." The Democratic Party has held 3 debates so far this year for their nomination for the 2020 presidential election. The third debate occurred last night in Houston, with only 10 candidates qualifying this round and Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren entering the stage together for the first time. Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee continues to push its liberal agenda after passing a resolution during a recent committee meeting in San Francisco. The resolution celebrated the party's large demographic of atheists and agnostics and those supporting sexual perversions, while framing those fighting for religious liberty as a threat to civil rights. Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works." The U.S. Senate confirmed President Trump's 150th judicial nominee on Wednesday, crossing an historic milestone as Trump continues to reshape the federal bench with a conservative bent, reports the Washington Times. There are currently still over 100 judicial vacancies across various appeals and district courts. The head of the leading weather and science organization recently came out with a surprise rebuke to climate alarmists. Petteri Talas, the Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization, said meteorological scientists are under increasing attack from radical climate alarmists who are pushing extremist solutions. Talas noted, quote, "The latest idea is that children are a negative thing. I'm worried for young mothers who are already under much pressure. This will only add to their burden," end quote. And finally, a California family got stranded during a Father's Day weekend trip back in June in the Arroyo Seco Canyon, and new details have emerged of their rescue, reports the Washington Post. 4 days into their floating and camping trip, the family got trapped atop a raging 40-foot-tall waterfall. There was no way over the waterfall and no way back out of the gorge. That's when Curtis Whitson got an idea. He scratched the word "help" on the side of a bottle, put an SOS note inside, and threw the bottle over the waterfall, hoping someone would come to their aid. In God's providence, another group of hikers below the falls found the message within hours, helping a search and rescue team find the family by midnight. Whitson remarked, quote, "It blows me away how it all came perfectly together. What are the odds?" End quote. Psalm 145, verse 9 answers that question. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, September 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.